800 or visit the nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours today, Friday, the 7th of November, 2025. With wind speeds of 38 kilometers per hour, with a currently 24 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon, the headline. Vice President discerns economic performance. Experts question the effectiveness of Lusaka drainage works. And record turnout in Indian state election where Modi's party faces Peter.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembangulu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. Vice President Mutale Nambo says President Hage Ndehijlema cannot be blamed for the state of the economy as the government interventions are beginning to yield positive results. Speaking during the Vice President's question time in Parliament, Mrs. Nalumango says efforts to manage inflation, stabilize the exchange rate and boost growth are showing improvement. She says the government is implementing key parameters and stabilizing and strengthening the economy. She was responding to Shuamandi Member of Parliament, Stephen Campiongo, who asked how the government rates its economic performance.
The parameters that help the economy to stabilize. We understand fundamentally. We are looking at so that the economy can stabilize. When the economy stabilizes, then we start to grow. And growth is the other thing is the economy. When the economy is working.
Meanwhile, the Vice President has called for decisive action against illegal tipper trucks damaging roads, saying it is unacceptable for operators to overload vehicles and ignore regulations. She was responding to a question from Shangombo Member of Parliament, Marika Marika, who raised concerns over heavy Chinese tipper trucks destroying roads in Lusaka.
What we need are roads, and let us not be forgiven, let us not be corrupt on road bridges. When such a thing happens, I think this is the most important part of the way that understand the truth another, the area we are not discussing. Because why was this drug allowed to go out on another road only to be caught in another place? Our own group must be monitored seriously. We can find a mechanism.
The Zambia Institute of Architects, ZIA, has expressed doubt whether the ongoing stormwater drainage work in Lusaka will effectively resolve the city's flooding challenges. Speaking in an interview with Hot FM News, ZIA President Musunsa Sibengwe said while improving drainage infrastructure is important, it alone will not address the root causes of flooding in some parts of the capital. Engineer Sibengwe has stressed that many buildings in flood-prone areas were erected without proper planning or adherence to building regulations, making it difficult for water to flow freely during heavy rain. He said there is a need for an overhaul demolition of structures built in water channels and flood-prone zones if the country is to find a lasting solution to the cycle of flooding problem.
The problem of Kanyama and the most of drainage is the problem is how we decided to build that whole area. So if you can have a perfect drainage system, but you have to build the house over at the end, and your cities become useless. And engaging the professionals and paying them for the work done is very difficult to get the solution.
In other news, this afternoon, economist Dr. Luminda Habazoga has commended the government for halting the planned introduction of a 10% excise tax on betting companies, warning that the measure could have negatively impacted business operations. Speaking to Hot FM News, Dr. Habazoga has urged the government to engage stakeholders from various sectors through platforms such as the Public-Private Dialogue Forum to help formulate fair and balanced tax policies. He has further cautioned that the government should exercise caution when increasing taxes on companies, noting that many businesses operate on low profit margins. The government has announced a waiver of the recently introduced 10% excise tax on baking companies following consultations with various stakeholders in the industry.
So in this case, the Federal Government has taken various stakeholders and decided to hold until a full consultation or full understanding of the same. And it's very good that the particular state government has you know, made the baking companies up. There are many other sectors that need engagement to ensure that there is a fair and to correct the tax for participants. And also, when you look at taxes that are based on turnover, I think there we need to be very careful. Because some businesses, the profit margins are very low.
Now, the Information and Communication Technology Association of Zambia has officially launched the Zino Technologies Village Banking Program, a digital platform aimed at digitizing community savings. Speaking during the launch, Information and Communication Technology Association of Zambia Vice President Sarah Mbewe has commended Zino Technologies for developing an innovative solution that leverages ICT to enhance financial inclusion and improve security within community savings groups. She has noted that with numerous village banking groups operating across the country, often exposed to virus risks, the introduction of a digital platform provides a safer and more efficient alternative for managing savings and loans.
We are happy to see that Zino has actually taken a lead in Zambia to come up with a financial inclusion solution that is leveraging on technology and hence fostering digital inclusion. As we know, there are a lot of banks that are leveraging our phone. The phone is our market, and why not bring the technology close to the village banking members? So it is fine that everyone considers the primary tool in our society.
Meanwhile, Zino Technologies board chairperson Monde Kabemba said the launch of the program demonstrates the company's commitment to identifying and responding to market needs.
The launch of the digital is not merely a
the hottest in business news is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Consumer Unity and the Trust Society, CUT International Zambia, has called on enforcement agencies to intensify inspections of wholesale and retail outlets selling essential commodities such as sugar to ensure consumers are not exploited. A check by Hot FM News in some chain stores found that a 2 kg pack of sugar was selling between 75 kwacha and 80 kwacha, despite an agreement made in June this year between the government, sugar manufacturers and chain stores that the product should retail between 56 kwacha and 58 kwacha nationwide. CUT's consumer warfare officer Victor Sikonde has noted that many consumers remain vulnerable due to limited awareness of their rights, making them easy targets for unfair trading practices.
As an advocate organization, CUT doesn't take any information across the CCPC are the important statements under the government. So as CUT, we do advocate for consumer warfare as well as consumer rights. The law of CCPC is ensure that they inform the norms regarding competition. A lot of consumers are vulnerable due to the fact that they don't understand their consumer rights. Now, up to the important agency to visit these places to ensure that they look at the standard prices and compare with what those people are selling. We urge government to ensure that they visit those locations, consumers and not farmers.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 and visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
to South Asia, the Eastern Indian state of Bihar sold record vote of 10 out of 10.